surely High Marshal Seklis told you that evil powers had already attacked the king. He had no chance to go peacefully.
Seklis.
The Marshal spat. It's easy for him, living in Varela, at court and all. He won't have to keep a broken grange together out here. Who's going to help me when half my yeomen are taken by something in the forest?
Gerd, said Pox quietly, but with force enough to change his expression. Tell me your problem, Marshal, and we'll see what can be done. Your yeomen have been taken?
He glowered at her, but answered straightly enough.
They disappear. We search and find nothing. I've told them back at Varela again and again. There's something out there and I can't find it, but they don't listen.
Pox nodded, and he went on.
Then they tell me to keep watch for Phelan, that he'll be coming through and may need help, that fox. And now I understand he's supposed to be a king or something, in Leonia, of all places. Just what we need, a mercenary king next door, when it's all I can do to keep things quiet as it is.
I think, Marshal, that you've kept things too quiet. Pox sat back in her saddle and watched him. He flushed, but still met her eye. Gerd did not value quietness over right.
Gerd is not here, muttered the Marshal. No, I know they say you're a paladin, but it's not the same as being here year after year with a yeoman more frightened, more reluctant.
Well, said Pox, you don't have to stay here. Come along and see what we're talking about. He shook his head. Her voice sharpened. Marshal, you can't hide forever. I suspect we're about to have as splendid a battle as you've ever seen. Don't you think your yeomen will expect their marshal to be in it?
They won't care.
I do. Pox straightened and called her light for the first time since Varela. He stepped back, startled. She saw faces turned toward her in the town square and reined the red horse into the middle of it. Children scurried in and out of doorways. Faces appeared at windows. What's this town? She asked the marshal, who had followed her slowly into the square.
Darkon Edge, he said. What?
I'll show you, said Pox. She drew her sword and laid it crossways on the saddle bow.
Yeomen of Gerd!
Her yell brought heads around and drew a flurry of movement. Yeomen of Gerd, hear me! A few men hurried into the square, an obvious baker, dusting flour from his hands, a forester with his axe, several more. When perhaps a dozen had clustered around her, she pointed at the baker.
Is this all the yeomen in Darkon Edge?
No, why? What is it?
I am Poxenarian, she said, a paladin of Gerd on quest. Do you know of it?
They shook their heads. You know who stayed here last night? One nodded, the others merely stared.
The rightful king of Leonia, said Pox loudly. The king who was stolen into slavery as a young child and lost all memory of his family. He was taken, yeoman of Gerd, to weaken Leonia, to open a way for the powers of evil to assail both Leonia and Saya.
So? Asked one of the men. So in the end, the powers of Liart and Akria failed, and he is going to his throne. If he gains it, peace and freedom will have a chance here. Do you think Liart and Akria like that?
But he's a mercenary!
Yelled someone from a window across the square. Pox faced it and yelled back.
He was a mercenary, yes, to earn his way when he knew nothing of his birth. But he's more than a mercenary. Gerd knows Leonia needs a soldier on the throne, with those against her.
It won't do any good, said the same voice. Nothing does. Gerd, that's an old tale. The real power's in the dark wood.